Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Yogscast Halloween Spectacular. This is a very special thing that we do occasionally on Halloween. Occasionally, do every Halloween.
Well, we in the past haven't done it at Halloween. We've done it in May or just whatever, Easter.
It's kind of something to give back to people. So even though we're both horribly ill, maybe appropriate for Halloween. Being sick everywhere. It's here. So we're going to just talk about stuff. So you've been ill. Well, go on. Would you like to start about how ill you've been?
I've been...
Tell me the horror story of you being ill.
Oh, God, it's disgusting. There's, pus coming out of everywhere.
Oh, God.
All of the orifices.
I didn't know it was that bad.
It's been like The Exorcist. I've been, projectile vomiting. My head has been rotating like an owl.
That's right.
It's been beautiful.
Like an owl. That's a very good simile.
Thank you.
That's fine. So, of course, I've been ill with a wisdom tooth removed from my face. So, therefore, my face is swollen up on one side like Quasimodo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And so I'm horribly disfigured to view in the flesh, which is why we're not doing face cam. Because Simon's all pale and pallid with vomit and pus coming out of him.
Yeah.
And I have a swollen face like Quasimodo. Maybe we should just be on face cam. It is Halloween.
People won't believe that that's what we're really like. Yeah.
They'll think it's a costume.
They'll think we're wearing prosthetics and makeup.
I mean, we're pretty horrific, on a daily basis anyway.
Wow.
Let alone, once we're sick and disgusting.
How rude.
So, Simon, you're a big horror expert. We always go to, horror stories of urban myths, horrible things that happen. What have you got for us today?
Well, there's a selection of things that I've found, these urban legends.
Right.
And some of them are complete bullshit, just made up nonsense.
Yeah.
And some of them, it turns out, are actually true and that there are real... reported stories that they are based on.
With evidence.
Actual cases.
That actually happened.
That the police have investigated and that are real.
So we're talking about these sort of cliched stories like we heard before with the woman who cooked herself in the tanning salon and the wedding day person who locked themselves in a chest.
Oh, God, yeah, the hide and sink. Sink?
Hide in the sink.
She hid in the sink.
God.
She put the Daz in the sink.
It was... Some stuff happened. I can't remember. Do I have to guess which ones are real and which ones aren't?
Yeah. That's exactly the format that I just came up with because you said it right now.
Let's do that. And then also I can tell you the horror story of my birthday, which was a few days ago.
The horror of your birthday.
Yeah, and we'll see how that holds up to these other horror stories.
But, do I have to guess whether it's true or false as well?
Well, it's definitely true. Oh. It's like, remember last year you heard about the mouldy shower curtain story, how terrible that was.
Oh, my God, I still have nightmares. I just wake up in a cold sweat.
That was 100% true. And so is this one. But, yeah, I'll hold that until... I feel ready to tell
because
it's personal, affecting.
Oh,
terrible story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, right, the first urban legend that you have to guess whether it is true or just total bullshit, scary nonsense.
I'm excited.
Right.
Yep.
The story about a couple who have hired a babysitter, which is a familiar. a familiar sort of setup.
Common.
For these kind of stories.
It is common.
So, you know, they're going out of town. They've got a dinner party or something with friends. And they've hired a new babysitter to look after their little babby. So, an hour...
Do they have names, these parents? And the
Yeah, sure.
Mr. and Mrs...
Mr. and Mrs. Hedgeworth.
Okay.
Is their name. It doesn't matter what their name is at all, because it's probably not real. But it might be real. Or is it real?
Okay, well, I guess.
Or is it made up? Or is it real? We just don't know yet.
Did you know?
Okay, so an hour after they've driven off to go off to their lovely dinner party, they've forgotten to give the babysitter their cell phone number.
Of course.
So they've got no idea. You know, something could have been wrong. The baby could be, like, deathly ill or something, and the babysitter could be panicking. So they're worried. So what they do is they phone the house number, you know, their home.
Right.
And... They talk to her on the phone, and the babysitter says, "Is it okay if I can watch TV in your bedroom? I've just put the children to bed." Apparently, there's more than one child.
Right.
"I put the children to bed, and I wanted to watch a particular television show."
Okay.
Okay. So the living room TV apparently it doesn't have satellite telly or
right.
cable. It's only in the bedroom. For mum and dad. Television programs, I guess.
Yeah.
And they say, "Oh, of course, it's fine. You know, you can watch TV." And then the babysitter says, "There is one more thing. I was just wondering, is it okay if I could put a sheet or a blanket over the statue of a clown that you've got in your bedroom? Because it kind of makes me nervous."
Right.
And the dad is on the phone and he says, "Take the children right now from their bedroom and go round to the neighbour's house. We'll call the police. We don't have a clown statue."
Dun, dun, dun.
And the police come round, and it turns out that the clown was a serial killer who had broken out of a mental hospital, and he was hiding in the bedroom. And the babysitter thought it was a statue, but it was a man.
So,
and it was a real man. It wasn't a statue. They didn't own a statue of a clown. Who the hell owns a statue of a clown? That's crazy.
Okay, so Mr. and Mrs. Hedgeworth.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you do employ a babysitter, they're not mm-hmm. always the brightest sparks, are they? You know, it's kind of the dopey...
They certainly aren't.
Dopey girl from around the corner.
The dopey girl from around the corner, yeah.
Yeah, or someone like that, you know. So it's not going to be... It's not going to be the sharpest tool in the box often. And, you know, they're not paid very much. They're going to be paid minimum wage. It might be your cousin or someone okay. like that, you know, you've brought on board. So, I mean, but surely, like...
Surely even the simplest idiot
yeah.
will be able to figure out the difference between a statue and a person dressed as a clown.
I mean, when you're out in the high street and you see those people dressed as statues and they're, like, deadly still... You know,
what about, Lewis, in Northampton, in the UK, there has been someone dressing up as a clown and just sort of creeping up on people and being really weird.
What do you mean in Northampton, in the UK?
This has actually been happening.
What do you mean it's actually been happening?
People have been taking photos and it's become a viral phenomenon on the internet.
Like photo bombing as like a scary clown.
You'll see like a picture of a rainy street and on it there'll just be a guy stood there dressed as a clown.
Like, Where's Wally?
Yeah.
Why would people just be taking a photo of an empty street?
Because there's a fucking just clown in the street. Oh, my God. I got to take a picture of this.
No, but I think it would be creepier if there was this clown and he kept cropping up in people's photos and they didn't know that he was there when they took the photo.
Well, they did notice, and that's why they took the photo.
It's not quite the same if they actually are taking the picture of the clown.
You are, that is true. I mean, what if, you know, I just took a selfie right now on my phone to, like, tweet it?
Oh, my God.
And as I, like, selected the photo in the tweet, I saw there was a fucking...
Oh.
Sorry, I just had to look
had
behind
to be,
me.
You scared yourself then.
I can see Mandrew and a picture of Alex Parvis behind me.
Rest in peace.
Oh, God!
the ghost.
What if that fucking photo had been replaced and instead there was a clown in there?
Photo of a clown.
Oh, my God.
Why do we always record these things that when it gets dark? We shouldn't do this.
Because it's creepier. If you do, you know, you can't do these things during the day. If you're listening to this or, like, watching it on YouTube or whatever right now, it better be dark where you are right now and you better be alone because otherwise it's pointless, isn't it?
God, and also, if you're sitting on the bus, behind you on the seat on the bus, it's a creepy clown. Or if you're driving in your car right now, on the passenger seat, it's a creepy clown. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
If you're listening to this in bed, maybe underneath your bed right now, there is a clown.
A creepy clown. Oh, God, wasn't there a terrifying, like, old classic horror sort of story about that, though? Like,
Maybe we'll be getting to something like that soon, Lewis.
Oh.
Maybe. But first of all, you've got to guess whether this is a true story. The clown statue, urban legend.
Didn't you just tell me that it was true, though? Because in Northampton, there was a creepy clown running
around.
Well,
that's a different thing.
I guess that's not the same as having a clown statue in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You asking me if this was actually a documented police or news report?
Yeah. Is this real? Is there an actual news
report? I don't
think
there was ever an actual news report about that. A real live clown being mistaken for a statue. And it would be such a strange thing to report to parents. It's, oh, is it okay if I put a sheet over it? It's like such a strange...
Why wouldn't you just do that anyway? But what if she did and she, like, you know, she touched the clown and then he just stabs her with a big fucking knife that he's got.
Oh, my God. That is terrifying. Wow. God, I'm scared. But, okay, so I don't think it was real. Is it real or not real?
It doesn't look like it's real, but...
Doesn't look like it's real.
However, this is, you know, a clown statue injuring someone. It did happen in 1992 in Indiana. A Ronald McDonald clown statue fell over onto a six-year-old girl. I don't know why I'm laughing. Severing part of her fingertip.
Oh, dear.
The part of her finger was reattached, but she's got a really disgusting-looking fingernail. I'm not even joking.
Oh, my face. Oh, I'm not allowed to laugh like that.
We shouldn't laugh at this poor young girl being disfigured for life.
That is terrifying.
Because that is what it is, even if it is just a fingernail.
God, it must haunt her dreams, though. You see this horrible, sort of horribly painted, cheap, heavy, plastic Ronald McDonald statue just coming down, you know. I guess maybe she was shaking it like it was a camera machine. She wanted to give it a hug, maybe.
Well, she was in no way responsible for this because she actually won damages from them. So apparently McDonald's were at fault and they paid out.
Well, there you go. Crikey. So that is a story. That's a horror story and a half.
Good job to you for not falling for that and thinking that was a real thing.
Thanks, man. That was safe.
So you did sort of
hint
mention under beds.
Yeah.
Now this is another very popular urban legend about bodies underneath beds.
Oh God.
Okay.
Right.
So the story goes that someone is staying over at a motel or a hotel. They're on the road. They're staying at a conference.
Okay.
And they're staying in this hotel. And it's a little bit of a grotty hotel.
What sort of year is this? What sort of setting? And what kind of conference? And do we know the name of the person? If you got any more... I want more little details to make this feel real.
Okay.
Because if you add all these little details, then sometimes the story feels really real, you know?
Okay. Jeffrey hugs Mary.
Right.
Jeffrey hugs Mary.
Okay.
He is a used shoe salesman.
Used shoe salesman.
And he went to Las Vegas, Sin City, for Minecon.
Whoa.
And
we were there.
That's right. We were there. What a time.
What a coincidence.
What a time that was. And he was actually staying in the same hotel.
A very nice hotel then, in that case.
It was really nice.
Mandalay Bay, oh, yeah, lovely.
He was staying in that hotel, and, you know, he had a long day at the annual used shoe salesman conference.
That's right. It was going on in the next hall.
It's happening, yeah, in the same place at the same time, because often there are many conferences just simultaneously happening everywhere.
That's right.
Because, you know, hotels make a bunch of money doing this.
They do.
Renting out these places.
That is true.
So he had a really long day, you know.
On his feet all day.
Pressing flesh, you know, networking, making friends. He had a few drinks.
Pressing flesh?
Pressing flesh.
Well, that sounds terrifying. What's that mean?
There's nothing to be scared of, Lewis. It's a perfectly natural thing that, you know, men do with each other. They press their flesh together.
Oh, I don't think I've ever done that.
And, you know, he had a few drinks. He had a really long, tiring day. So he retired to bed. And he'd ordered some room service. He had a bit of a sandwich. He ate half of the sandwich before he fell asleep.
Okay.
So he fell asleep. He had a good night's sleep. But he wakes up in the morning and there's this really strange smell in the room.
Right, yeah.
And he rolls over in bed and he notices there's the club sandwich and it's just everywhere. There's bits of like turkey and bacon and mayonnaise.
That's what the smell is.
Just everywhere. And he's like, oh, God, that's probably the smell. And then he realises it's like a sort of rotting smell.
Oh, right.
It's a rotting smell. It's not the smell of just, you know, meat warmed by a human body that's...
pressing flesh overnight.
Yeah, yeah. Pressing turkey. It's not that.
No.
It's something really bad. It's like a dead animal or something. So he gets off the bed and he looks around the room and he takes in a big sort of sniff. Oh,
wow.
God, where, and then he realises it's coming from under the bed.
Dun,
so
dun, dun,
he gets
dun,
on his
dun,
he gets dun, on his knees.
Dun, dun, dun,
he leans
dun, dun,
over.
Dun, dun, dun,
he lifts
dun.
Up the cover that's there and he looks underneath the bed and under the bed there's a corpse.
Yep.
Of a man.
Okay.
Just lying there under the
wow.
bed. Well, staring back at him.
Ew.
With glassy dead eyes.
Wow. Well, I mean, it does...
Is that true or is that bollocks?
It does sound like the start of an episode of CSI, mm-hmm. doesn't it? You know, or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. That like, and a lot of the episodes of CSI are based on fact.
And CSI, of course, is set in Las Vegas.
That's right. I think that's why I've been, you know, that's why it's pulling me. I think, do you know what though? I think like the amount of hotel rooms in the world, the amount of dead bodies around, the amount of gears we've had.
You can't move for dead bodies.
There's tons of them.
Yeah, they're all over the shop.
But surely like somewhere in the world, someone must have just spent the night sleeping on top of a dead body by accident. Like, you know, somewhere in China maybe or like,
oh,
you know.
Why would you even bring the Chinese into this?
Well, no, I mean, it's a big place, you know, and I think, I don't know, someone might have stashed one under there or under the floorboards, certainly, you know.
So they've hidden a dead body. Maybe a body's died suspiciously and they just wanted to, like, hide the body.
Yeah, maybe this is something where, like, the body was actually under the floorboards or in the wall or something, and you never know. You know,
in hotel rooms, maybe it was a dead hooker. She died accidentally.
It could have been there for weeks or months
during a sexcapade.
And the maid, you know, wasn't bothering. He wasn't on duty that day. Didn't check. You know.
Now that would lead me, you know, towards thinking that this couldn't happen because surely the maid would figure out there was a nasty smell.
Well,
surely they would have hoovered under the bed. Other vacuum cleaners are available.
Some of these places maybe don't clean up, though. Surely, like, it must be... I don't know. I think it must have happened somewhere, but I'm not...
So you're going with this is true?
I'm not convinced it's 100%... I'm not convinced...
Okay.
I'm not convinced it's like, directly under the bed with, like, a leg sticking out or anything, you know?
In 2003, a man checked into the Capri Hotel just east of downtown Kansas City and began complaining about a foul odour in his room.
Right.
Management told him nothing could be done about the problem and he spent 3 nights in his room before checking out because he could no longer stand the smell.
Wow.
When cleaning staff came in to make up the room on the 13th of July, so that's 3 days after, right? So he stayed there 3 nights. And they were like, maybe we should check out what this smell is. They lifted the mattress and they found underneath it a man's body in an advanced state of decomposition.
That is horrible. Oh, my God.
And also, on the 10th of June, 1999, the decomposing remains of a 64-year-old was discovered inside a bed in room 112 at the Burgundy Motor Inn in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
I am never going to sleep in a hotel again.
So maybe avoid room 112 at the Burgundy Motor Inn, Atlantic City.
It's happened twice.
A German couple had spent the night sleeping on top of the remains of this man. They complained to the manager, and that led to the discovery of the corpse. There's at least a dozen cases of this actually happening.
What?
Which is just, I mean, wow.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Okay.
So this, yeah, very much true. This happens routinely.
It happens like every week.
In fact, if you're staying in a hotel, it's more likely that you are sleeping on top of a dead body than you're not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So just bear that in mind.
They're very soft, though.
They're very
decomposing
soft.
Decomposing bodies.
Most mattresses are, in fact, stuffed with human remains just because they're so soft and comfortable.
I didn't know that. Well, that is... Jesus.
Isn't that horrible?
That is pretty... I think that tops the story of my miserable birthday.
Do you want to talk about that? Do you want to talk about your birthday?
Well, I suppose I could do.
Are you ready for this, or do you need...
Well, I mean, obviously, routinely, as you get older, you know, your birthdays become less and less kind of exciting, you know? It just happens, doesn't it, you know?
You get old, you get tired, you get fucking just fed up with everything.
Well, the funny thing is, when you're a kid, and you get, like... I noticed this specifically with video games, because when I was a kid, I was so bored all the time. You know, I had so much free time, I never had any video games to play, and birthdays and Christmas were always these great times when I got... new stuff,
yeah.
You know, and I think it's still the same. So it's that sort of chart, isn't it? Like when you're young, you have no money, you know, but you have loads of time, you have loads of energy.
So when it comes to your birthday, suddenly you've got presents, you've got things to play with, and it's amazing.
Yeah, and as you sort of reach middle age, you know, you work all day to provide for your family, and everyone works really hard. But at the same time, you know, you manage your own money and you pretty much don't have to wait till your birthday to get a video game, you know.
You can just save up for a couple of weeks you can probably afford some video game.
Or you can just sort of drop it on there straight away. Like, you know, people always just spend money, ridiculous money on Steam sales and things, don't they? And then, again, the chart skews. So you have the money,
yeah.
You have the energy, but you don't have the time, you know, because you're working, you know, every time is precious. You know, you run home every evening to play video games, at least, you know, I kind of do. And then, like, when you're an old man, you have so much time and you still have your money, but you don't have any energy. You're just worn out.
It's like there's a triangle, isn't there, of the three things that you need to have fun.
That's right.
So time, energy, and the resources.
Yeah.
And there's always one of those missing.
That's right.
As you age, it becomes different things that you're missing.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So come your birthday, your 30th.
My 30th birthday.
The big 30. You know what they say? Life begins at 30.
Do they?
That's actually what they say.
That is true as well. It's not an urban myth. So, yes, I wasn't expecting super loads, but unfortunately, it turned out that I had to have my wisdom teeth taken out the day before my birthday. Mm. Now, it's not actually too bad, the actual occasion of having your teeth out, because you just get knocked out. You can't remember anything.
Oh, God.
You wake up, your face is all numb, but you're fine. You go home. You drink some soup. It's all fine. You know, you have chocolate milkshake. It's great.
So it's fun.
It's fun. So the day before my birthday was okay. You know, I don't remember most of it.
Okay.
But it was okay.
Right.
And so then my birthday, let's just say it started off at about midnight. And obviously... at that period of time, the painkillers had mostly worn off. And
oh, no.
I was kind of kept up all night.
So hang on, set the scene. Where were you? You were at home...
I was at home.
Were you alone?
In my bed.
You were alone in bed.
Well.
Hannah was there.
I don't think Hannah really came to bed for a while because she was...
She was playing Dota.
So I sort of tossed and turned for...
I beg your pardon?
The majority of the night, just in sort of... in increasingly, you know, varied amounts of pain.
Oh God, it's horrible.
And it sort of, it carried on for the next sort of 8 to 12 hours. And oh God, I was just feeling miserable. And
this is just horrible. It's not even really entertaining.
It was horrible, Simon. And I haven't even got to the rest of it yet. So
oh God, it gets worse. Now I'm interested.
Obviously, like I did have a few winks of sleep, but as I woke up, my face was really quite swollen, and I was worried that I was going to have it infected. You see?
Oh, that's always the worry, isn't it?
And I was feeling really, really sick. You know, when you feel really sick, you just feel utterly miserable with everything. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to watch telly. You don't want to play video games. You just don't want to do anything. You just feel like you feel awful.
Oh God.
So I was feeling awful. And
oh, Lewis.
And I rang up the dentist and I was like, oh, the last thing you want to do is go to the dentist on your birthday. You're like, oh, I'm gonna have to go in. I'm gonna have to see if they'll treat my infected tooth.
Mm.
So They wouldn't pick up my calls. They wouldn't do anything. So I rang up at different places and I rang around and they said,
The dentist closed. He got hit by a car 10 years ago. And it turns out that your surgery was done by a ghost dentist.
That's right. And I'd been sleeping on his corpse.
Oh, my God.
The whole night. That's why I'd been tossing and turning.
Oh, because it was lumpy. The mattress was lumpy.
And even the clown statue, remember, I'd put the sheet over it. But
hoping for a good night's sleep.
But when I woke up in the morning, it was gone.
There was just a bloodied knife
yeah.
and a dead Hannah.
Missing Hannah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and she was under your bed or somewhere
oh
else.
Oh, my God. I'm going to check under my bed this evening just so that there isn't a Hannah under there.
I still haven't seen her, actually. She could
oh
be anywhere.
Oh, my God.
In a hotel room in Las Vegas, God knows.
Oh, no.
So I eventually got through to someone who said, you just need to go to the hospital where you had it done and they'll have to see you because they're the people who did it. So I was like, all right. So I went there and I got there about 1 and they said, oh, well, you know.
Is this PM or AM?
1 PM.
All right, okay.
And I obviously had some painkillers before I went.
But it was raining.
Oh, it was fucking...
It was drizzly grey afternoon.
No, actually, it wasn't raining when I went there. But I had...
Oh, it was a sunny, lovely day.
It was okay.
And you were skipping along. La, 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 la.
It was okay, but my face was all swollen out like a balloon. And I looked awful. Now,
did you look a bit like the Joker or something?
I just kind of looked like a Quasimodo-style, swollen, orange, sticking out of my cheek face, disgusting monster.
Were mothers sort of grabbing the hands of their children, moving them away from you?
That's right. Yeah, pretty much.
Horrible.
Except, I don't often get recognised.
Mummy, what's wrong with that man? Shh, come on.
I don't often get recognised out in the street.
God, really?
But it just so happened that a couple of really cute girls recognised me.
Oh, no.
And were like, oh, Lewis, are you Lewis from the Yogscast?
Oh,
and
God.
I had to, like, go, don't look at me!
Oh,
like horribly, like, shying away from them,
Lewis.
Like, fleeing off down the street. Yeah, it was terrible, Simon.
No.
Especially since I was feeling very lonely since Hannah had gone somewhere. I don't know where she'd gone.
She got murdered by a clown.
Yeah. And so eventually I got there to the hospital, and I had to wait there for 4 hours, Simon.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow.
Now,
that is a horror story.
I periodically spoke to the woman at the desk saying, you know, how's it going? Is there any way to get in? And it was so busy and they were just... And I knew that it would really only be like 10 seconds that they needed to see me. They'd look at me and they'd be like, right, you've got an infected face. Here's some antibiotics.
Yeah.
That's literally what happened the previous fucking time this happened.
Oh, God.
Right, but the worst thing about this horror story, Simon, is that my phone ran out of battery after, like, half an hour.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, you couldn't play, like...
I couldn't play...
Puzzle and Dragons, Clash of Clans...
Any shitty fucking games.
Pixel People.
I couldn't listen to my music. I couldn't...
Fish Out of Water.
Browse the internet. I couldn't talk to anyone. I couldn't talk to Hannah and say, help me, let me out of this hellhole. I couldn't do anything.
Oh, my God.
Right? So I had to...
You couldn't even look at Twitter.
I had to read, like, fucking Country Life magazine.
You were literally there in a waiting room reading magazines.
It was like... But I couldn't because I was feeling so miserable and so sorry for myself. I couldn't even bring myself to read the shit. It was awful.
What were you doing? Were you just staring at, like, the woman at the desk?
Oh, God. I don't know. I just scowled at her for hours and hours and hours. And so then I was like, I finally got into this waiting room and they took me through. And obviously this is a teaching hospital. So there was a couple of students in there and they looked at me and they sort of didn't know what they were doing. And they poked me in the mouth for ages.
What?
And they went and got their supervisor. And the supervisor came along and poked me because they weren't sure whether it was an infection or not.
Wow.
And so they came back in and they poked it and they were like, there's no pus coming out. And like, oh, let me poke it a bit more and see if any pus comes out. And it was like, it was awful. It went on for ages.
So this was your birthday.
Yeah.
And they were poking your infected mouth.
My sewed up cheek.
Where you had surgery.
Which was all swollen out horribly.
To see if pus would come out.
Yeah.
And what a lovely, lovely time.
It was horrible. The lady nurse students there, and that she was like waffling away to her other companions. She was talking about how she wanted to have her teeth out as well.
Oh god!
And so she was sort of sharing horror stories, and she said, "Oh, I get to pick though. I get to pick because I work here. I get to pick which doctor I want to have my teeth out." I was just listening to this gossip. I don't know why I remember this fact, but she basically said, "I don't want Dr. Wilson to do it." Because I have like a crush on him.
Oh.
And if I get sedated, I might like tell him all of my sexual fantasies about him.
Wow.
I was like,
what the fuck?
What a weird fucking fear to have. Like does that what happened? Does that what happened for me? Yes, the previous day?
Oh,
when
my
I got knocked out?
God.
Did I just like tell the doctor all my sexual fantasies about them? It was so fucking weird. So I was really paranoid that I'd like done like weird loads of weird stuff while I was sedated. Because they were saying all the things that people do when they're like ow.
Oh, I really like it when girls dress up as clowns.
Oh.
Oh.
God, so
oh my
so
God.
That was so eventually I left and then it fucking rained on the way home.
Ah.
And because I'd been in the hospital for like 4 hours, I hadn't had any painkillers in ages, so my face was just like really painful. Anyway, I got the prescription for the antibiotics and shit, and I went home and I got home and I think Hannah had just sort of come back and she'd come back with my birthday presents. Oh.
And it was toffee.
Now.
With nuts in.
When you get older, you don't expect like your birthday presents to be like the best thing ever anymore, okay? You're not like, you don't have that childhood excitement of going, rushing to the stocking or whatever at Christmas.
Yeah.
You just accept. It's like your dad.
Oh,
you know.
A pair of socks. Great. Thanks.
It's like buying birthday presents for your dad. You understand that your dad's not going to be super excited about it. He just gets them, you know. And like for example, your granddad, he's just lucky to be alive for another year, you know. Hooray!
Oh my God!
But Christ, maybe it's not that miserable. Anyway, so Hannah got me these presents, and
what was it? What did she get you?
Well, you got me a jar of mango chutney.
I got you a jar of mango chutney. That is correct.
Which was probably my best present.
Wow! Oh my God!
Shin got me World of Warcraft Trivial Pursuit.
That's pretty cool. Come on.
Which kind of straddles the line between
actually.
Old man game, Trivial Pursuit, and something really nerdy that I'm not super really interested in playing anymore. So it was kind of like a balance between the old and the new.
You still play WoW. We both play. We play WoW again.
We pop in and out. But yeah. Oh God, it was a bit.
When it comes to the lore and the stories behind it and knowing all the facts. Oh, God.
I can't say, Simon, that World of Warcraft Trivial Pursuit was the most exciting present that I'd received.
Oh, don't listen to this. Shin, if you're listening to this, he doesn't mean it.
Then I got a stack of cards, okay, which is fine, you know, from everyone, from Min Nan, you know, and from Hannah's extended family. They all sent me a card, which was very, very nice.
Was there any money in the cards? Fiver?
No, nothing.
Oh, I'm bloody believable.
I think there was like a £20 check from Hannah's Nan.
Oh, that's nice. A check. Great. What are you going to do with that? A check? God.
Oh, look, it's all very good. It all goes, you know.
Could have been a book token.
Look, Simon, so, don't. Look, it's all very good stuff. It's all school stuff. I can buy a pair of slippers or something, I don't know, or a pipe or whatever. And so I'm like lying in bed and I'm like, that's it. I'm like, well, what a load of shit, you know, fucking trivial shit. And Hannah's like, well, don't worry.
So it's 5 minutes to midnight now. You've only got five minutes left of your birthday.
And she's like, don't worry, Lewis. Nilesy's got you something, you know.
So this is it. This is the last glimmer of hope of your birthday being salvaged and being good.
So Hannah drags in this cardboard box out of the hallway It's quite a big box. It's like, I'm like, oh, what's this?
So you're there, you're sitting on the bed, you're in your jammies.
I'm like, of all people...
Looking miserable.
Of all people, Nalsy's come through with an actual present okay. for me, right? That's it. The only person, the only fucker who gives a shit bought me a present, right? I'm like, oh, Nalsy. Normally, I'd be like, Nalsy.
Right.
Go fuck yourself. But tonight, Nalsy was the king.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So Hannah got it out of the thing. I'm like lying there in bed, like holding the side of my face, just being a real miserable yeah. bastard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, don't worry, look, Nalsy's bought you this hamper. So it's like a wicker basket hamper.
Hamper?
And she opened it up and...
Mic pop, careful.
And this whole, the whole room is immediately permeated by a very strong smell of cheese. Okay.
Cheese.
And very strong, stinky kind of green cheese. You may have noticed that same smell in the office today if you came around because...
Oh, my God, yeah. I think it's the drain. The drain's blocked.
And it was awful. Now, Hannah sort of said, oh, look, Nazi's bought you a hamper of cheese. Okay?
I didn't think you really liked cheese.
I don't.
Oh.
I really don't like cheese. Hannah likes cheese. She loves cheese.
Oh.
But I'm not really a big fan of cheese. And
you're not a cheese man.
So Hannah starts handing me these cheeses and putting them on the bed. And she's like, have a look at this cheese. And it's like, and it was like something out of a nightmare. Because I very quickly realised that all of these cheeses were slightly damp. And one of them, because they'd been out of the fridge all day, one of them had leaked and had all gone into the fucking carpet in my bedroom and on the bed. And so I had to sleep in like this disgusting stinky cheese room all night, which I couldn't do.
Oh my God.
Because the whole house then stank of cheese. We couldn't clean all the stinky cheese off the fucking carpet.
Meanwhile, Hannah's just eating all this cheese.
Hannah's like stuffing her face. She's like, oh, it was. So Nalsy had the most troll present he could possibly think of.
Oh my God. That is magnificent.
And it was awful. I mean, I hadn't eaten anything anyway. So I was, you know, but when you take a load of painkillers and you haven't eaten anything, it's just like you feel really sick. So,
yeah.
I felt really sick and the whole place stank of cheese and the sheets had all cheese in them. It was just.
Oh my God.
It was just hell. It was the worst birthday I've ever had.
So Nilesy's out of the Yogg's cast now.
I mean...
So's Hannah.
It couldn't have been worse, Simon. It really couldn't have been worse.
Oh, no. Oh, Lewis. So not your finest birthday.
Here's to another 30 years. I can only go up from there, though, to be quite honest. I mean, and then again, I'm sure a lot of people have had many worse birthdays than that. God, if the worst I had to put up with was a bit of cheese and a bit of toothache, then I'm sure I should be very happy. A very happy man.
God.
So there you go. That is my anecdote of the year.
Lewis's horror story about his terrible birthday. Terrible 30th birthday.
Yeah. And there you go.
And that was true. All of that actually happened.
That was a true story, Simon.
That's a true real life story.
That's the truth story about the clown and the dead bodies and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. We made up the bit about Hannah being murdered.
So there you go. Halloween spectacular. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween!
And thank you very much for watching all year. And maybe we'll see you at Christmas with another podcast, because we usually do one then as well.
Yeah. Just, you know, don't have nightmares. Make sure to check under your bed.
That's right.
Check out, you know, if you're getting into the car and it's late at night, make sure to check, you know, in the back seat, because there might be someone just hidden there.
Check your mirrors.
Mirror signal maneuver.
That's right. If you take any photos of yourself, make sure there's no clowns in the background.
Check inside your closet. Make sure there's not, you know, a serial kidder. Yeah,
a serial
prankster hiding there. Who's going to throw like water balloons at you as you sleep and make you think that you pissed yourself.
Has that happened? Oh, okay.
Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Farewell for this year.
See you later, shitlords.